Good evening, everyone. My name is Terry Whalen, and I'm your host tonight for this teleseminar about blogging and how to make money, how to build your platform with a blog. And really excited and look forward to this 70 minutes that we're going to have together here. I've gotten tons of questions from you all. I've actually got 22 pages of questions here, over 200 questions that we got from the audience out there. And what I've done, I've gone through, I've read every single one of them, and I appreciate these questions so much. If I do not get to your question, it's not because it wasn't important. I'm trying to answer as many questions as I can during this time frame that we have together. I hope every one of you will, you know, get a pencil and paper and be ready for some of these ideas which are going to come across and be valuable to you, hopefully, that you can use in your own life and your own writing experience. That's the goal of what we're doing here tonight. There was a book that came out last year called Tell It to Win It, and Peter Guber talked about how it's really important to state your intention of what you really want to happen during the hour, and that's what I'm doing here. I'm really staking a claim that this hour, 70 minutes that we have together, will be some of the best that you have had here recently on this whole topic of blogging. I'm very eager to help you and to help you be successful with what it is that you're doing. Now, what I've done tonight, just as about a way of background, I've been blogging since late 2004, and I have over 1,100 entries in my blog, and my blog does make money. And so what I'm going to be doing is answering your questions, helping you figure out how you can do better with what it is, or if you don't have a blog, how you can get started, and how that can be successful for you. So hang on, and let's get started here. What I'm going to do, first of all, is sort of lay the groundwork. I'm going to actually break all these questions that I have into four different areas, and I'm going to cover just a little bit of each area as an introduction, about 15 minutes into each topic. So does that make sense, what I'm going to do? I've got four different sections that I want to cover about blogging, and I'm going to weave your questions into that as well as answers and information for what we're going to do tonight about blogging. And so hopefully the whole experience will be very valuable to you, and you'll be able to take lots of notes and get lots of insights for your own writing life out of this. Basically, what I suggest you do for your blog is that you take 90 minutes a day to create a blog that's going to really provide a steady income stream for you. Now, where you find those 90 minutes, some of you all may be asking, maybe you get up an hour earlier, or maybe you stay up later at night. Squeeze it into your day some way or another, but I'm going to give you a plan here how you can take 90 minutes a day and really be successful with your blog. It really boils down to four different areas that we're going to cover tonight when it comes to blogging. The first is in the area of brainstorm. That's where at the beginning of every week, you're going to take 90 minutes and you're going to try to figure out what kind of content you're going to create in your blog. A blog is an abbreviation for web log. There are millions of these blogs out there, but very few of them are actually very successful. And so we're going to talk about how you can strategize and really plan the type of content that you're going to pour into your blog. That's going to be the first section that we're going to talk about, is brainstorm. And I've gotten a lot of questions about this whole section of our talk tonight. The second area that we're going to cover is how to really build your blog. So for 3 days, now 90 minutes each day, you'll work on building your blog by creating content that you need for the week and beyond the week. So that's the second part of this plan, is how to build your blog. The third area is one that a lot of people have asked questions about with their blog, is how to bring in visitors. That's the third area. How do you get traffic to your blog? How do you get people to look at your blog, read what it is that you've created? We've gotten a lot of questions about that tonight, and I'm going to be giving you idea after idea how to really do that tonight. The final area, the fourth area that I want to cover, is about how to boost your income. How do you really make money with your blogging? And so you're going to take the final day of the week. I've broken it all into 90-minute sections. And so that final day of the week, you're going to spend 90 minutes monetizing your blog. Actually, throughout the whole process, you can make money on each of these sections, and you'll make money as you go. But you really need to think strategically about your blog and what you're doing when you do this. So let's look at this first section first of brainstorming. And I'm just going to give you some highlight ideas about how in the world to brainstorm out what you're going to feature on your blog. One of the first things you want to do is to survey your readers, and there are free tools out there. If you go to surveymonkey.com, for example, that's a free tool that you can use to figure out what people want from you. You can use keywords. Go to wordtracker.com is a great resource to put in words in your niche and see what kind of things people are searching for out there. Visit popular forums that are in your niche. Look for patterns. What kind of questions are people asking? What kind of things are they expressing over and over? You can also do it by popular products. What are people buying? Look on Amazon. Look on ClickBank. See what things people are doing. Also, look at popular articles. See what people are reading. Read other blogs just like yours, and I encourage you to recycle your old posts. If you have a lot of material out there like I do, go back and see if you can remake those posts and do that. Okay, let's look at this first area of brainstorming, and I've got a ton of questions on this. Mary Jo asked, how do I use my platform to showcase different books that I'm authoring? Do I use separate pages? And that my professional opinion would be fabulous. Thanks. And this whole brainstorming area, Mary Jo, you need to look at the topics of your books and figure out what kind of niche you are really going for with your blog. Who's your audience? You know, you really understand who that audience is. Nancy's asking about, I've never blogged. What is the how and why of blogging? One of the reasons you want to blog on a regular basis is to build this kind of audience. Get people used to listening to you and seeing what your opinion is and what kind of things that you're sharing on your blog. And I've got ideas here about how to build the content. We're going to get into that in a few minutes here. But really, really think about what area that you want to focus on with your blog. For example, my blog, thewritinglife.divs, it has over 1,100 entries in it. I focused on writing, publishing, different aspects of writing, different aspects of publishing, but almost every single entry in my blog relates to that overriding topic of writing and publishing. So what are you writing about? What are you focused on? What kind of things are you really passionate about? You have to pick a topic like that to really blog on all the time. You know, Strat asked, how much time does it take to maintain a blog? What if you travel? I write on my blog even when I travel. This last weekend I was in Houston. I took my little AlphaSmart word processor along with me, and I wrote a bunch of blog entries on that while I was on the road. So it doesn't take a lot of time in order to maintain it. You just need to be consistent and faithful to get it out there. We've gotten a lot of questions from people. On this whole brainstorming area, Skip asked, what are the three factors most important for growing a significant blog audience? And I think one of the most important factors is this whole brainstorming idea. To brainstorm different topics, survey your audience, see what in the world your audience wants out there, and then make sure that you're delivering what your audience wants. And I've got a lot of ideas for you about how to build your blog as we go through this. I tell you, I've just got so many questions from people. Sharon says, she hasn't written a blog yet, but when she's ready to start, what's the best way to attract an audience and gain readership? The best way is to really figure out what is your topic. What things are you passionate about doing? For example, I'm very passionate about writing and publishing. I live and breathe in this area all day long. I'm an acquisitions editor at Morgan James Publishing, so I'm constantly reading and writing in this area. So figure out what that is for you, because you don't want to choose something and then run out of steam when it comes to this whole area. Nancy's asking, how can a beginning blogger of a Christian-based blog site expand influences normally outside this market? Well, that is really an area about how to get the, that's really, you want to do that when you're brainstorming. You want to think about your audience, but you also want to do that when you're bringing in visitors. And so I'm going to be giving you some ideas about that in just a few minutes here. But it's a great, great question. Connie is asking, I'm only fairly competent on the use of the computer. How difficult is it to set up a blog? Blogs are very easy to set up, and they're really a step-by-step kind of thing. So if you're doing email, you should be able to do a blog. It maybe take you a little bit to figure it out, but there are a lot of simple tools out there. Patsy's asking, I don't have a website. Can I still use this? Absolutely. Your blog could be your main website, or you could have a website in addition to your blog. There's no real rule on it either way. Norma's asking, how often do I need to blog when time is of essence because of currently writing a book? You really need to blog several times a week. I suggest you blog at least two or three times a week. The blog posts don't have to be long. That's what a lot of people starting out get wrong, is they think that their blog posts really have to be lengthy, when really you're just looking at something that's somewhere 300 to 600 words. Keep an eye on your word count as you put it together and see how long your piece is getting, and then wrap it up when you get to about that 400-word mark, because people tend to skim these blogs and they don't want to spend a lot of time going through all this. So, but it's got to be interesting in the way that you write it. So, focus on your audience and really, really be able to get it out there. I have a ton of questions in this whole brainstorming area, many more questions than what I'm going to be able to tackle tonight. And so the resource that I want to give you, and I really encourage you to do, if you're listening to this call on the recording or if you're listening tonight live with me here, is to see right in the middle of the page that we have where you can get the free ebook. I encourage you to download that free ebook, Blogger's Guide to Profits, and read that ebook and study that, because there's a lot of extra links and a lot of other information that's in that. But right below that book, I have a big red button on your screen that says, get your copy of the 31-Day Guide to Blogging for Bucks. I have put together a comprehensive day-by-day guide to help you start out from scratch, to help you figure out what kind of things to do and move forward on your blog. It's a terrific resource. I encourage you to get that. It comes with my unconditional guarantee, no questions asked. If you want your money back, just let me know, and I'll cheerfully refund your money. So pick it up. It's totally risk-free, and start following the 31-day guide to blogging for Bucks. That is going to be the best thing I can tell you tonight during this time together to really help you and help your own life when it comes to blogging. Okay, I've got a lot more questions when it comes to brainstorming here from people. And I just want to keep going here for just a little bit. You know, Janine says, it's simply getting started. I haven't set up a blog yet. I currently write a weekly article for a local paper, but want to take a step toward writing a book and growth as a writer. I guess I just need help with my next step. And absolutely, a blog could be your next step. You know, a lot of the material on the blog is often, it's a blog, it's a weblog, okay? It's not refined writing. Do spell check it, you know, do help yourself to get your blog in the best possible shape. But you don't labor over it like you would an article for, say, a printed magazine or something like that. Charles wants to know, do I have to put down a comprehensive plan just like writing a book before starting a blog? No, you don't have to have a comprehensive plan, but you do have to take a concerted effort every single week to brainstorm out your content and figure out what you're doing in order to keep your blog going. Okay, let's move on to the second section that I want to cover here, and you have a bunch of different questions related to this, but it's how to build your blog. So on the first day of the week, I encourage you to set aside 90 minutes to really brainstorm out the articles that you're going to write on your blog. Now, there are at least 10 different types of blog posts that you can create. And I'm just going to go over these briefly, but, you know, many more of the details are in this 31-day guide to blogging for Bucks. And these ideas are just ideas that you can use, how to build different kinds of content for your blog. Some people have asked in here, they feel like they've run out of ideas for blogging, and this is going to stir that and give you some ideas. Do a top 10 post, top 10 tips, top 10 books every aspiring copy editor should read, the 10 best ways to save for retirement if your blog is about retirement. Then another type of content post would be tips, just tips on how to declutter your house or 7 ways to lose weight, melt those 10 pounds of fat away. How-to posts, that's another kind of post that you can do. How to use Google AdWords, how to teach a dog to sit, those kinds of things is another type of post that you can do. Motivational and case study posts, you know, what are you doing to take a scientific approach to some product to test it, report your results? That can be a type of post. Research posts, that's a facts and figures kind of thing. It's basically like a research paper that you did in high school or college. A response post, number 6, would be another kind of post that you could do, and that's where you respond to somebody that's maybe commented to your blog, and you craft a whole response to somebody's comment to you. A rant post, that's just exactly like what it sounds like, where you complain about a problem. And you have pretty strong feelings often in these rant posts, but you also present some level of solution for the problem that you're talking about. You have pre-sale posts. That's where you want your blog really to make money, and so you are pre-selling. Maybe it's a book that you're writing on and it's forthcoming and you're telling people about it, or it's a product that's forthcoming. You're going to tell them about it, sort of whet their appetite for it. Number 9 is a review and comparison post. That's where you review a product and talk about what's great about it, if it's hot or not. You compare it to other things, that would be another type of post. Number 10 would be a multi-part post. That's where you talk for several days on a particular topic, and you write for several days on that. That's a multi-part post, and that's another way that you can build content to your blog. So let's go back and look. Susan is saying, is it really possible to build a platform and make money blogging at the same time without self-publishing? I'm really interested in traditional publishing, but I'd like to build a platform as well as earn money from my blog. And so, yes, Susan, it's absolutely possible. You don't have to self-publish. You can build great content in your blog, but you have to do it on a consistent basis. Okay, I'm looking here. You know, David, this is one of the ones I was mentioning. David said, I've run out of writing blog topics. I'm wondering if it's all right to blog about other events in your life. It's all right to talk about other events in your life, David, but you do need to hook it to the topic at hand of what you do. So I may blog about other things that I have going on related to writing, but every time with my blog, if you notice, I hook it back to writing and that type of thing that's a key part of what I'm doing with my blog. So hopefully I'm helping you all here, and you're seeing that there's a number of different kinds of writing that you can do that you want to build into your blog during this this creation process, because you really want to create lots and lots of content in your blog. That's what's going to drive people. That's what's going to get your visitors to come back to you over and over. And those are key things that are going to build your presence in the marketplace over and over with your blog. So those are really good questions. Pip is asking, is there an optimum number of times a week we should blog? Like I was saying, again, yes, you want to make sure you blog on a consistent basis. Some people blog all day long. They post several times a day. I'm not really of that camp. I'm of the camp more that really you should be blogging substantially several times a week on a consistent basis, and people will be drawn to your content through that. And, you know, I guess there's a lot of questions about traffic and how to bring people in. And so let's press ahead here to the next topic that I want to cover tonight, and that's in how to bring in visitors. And so 2 days a week, I'm encouraging you tonight to take 2 days, 90 minutes each day, and use these kinds of methods to bring in more people to your blog. As I said, there's millions of these blogs out there, and what you have to do is continually work to bring in a larger and larger audience to your blog so you get more and more readers. One of the best ways that you can use to bring in visitors is to use search engine optimization. Now, what I mean by that is, what keywords are you highlighting in your blog article? And so you want to choose one of your keywords that you've focused on for your blog, and you want to write around that. So you want to write the whole post around it. You want to make sure that one of those keywords is in your title. Another key thing that you want to do is you want to tap into other people's blogs. Like use trackbacks, for example, comment on their blogs, have a blog role, for example, where you swap links with other bloggers. There's ways that you can buy ads. You can use a service like blogads.com, for example, to purchase ad space that directly drives people to your blog. Another way, great way to build in visitors to your blog is through guest blogging. Now, guest blogging is really a system out there where you can swap articles with other people. So what I mean by that is you contact somebody that has a blog and see if they are interested in you guest blogging on their blog, which means you would furnish them an article. They would include that article along with your bio at the very bottom of the article, and it would have a link back to your blog. So that's another great way to build in some traffic and get some things going when it comes to building your blog audience. You know, article marketing is another great tool that you can use to build more traffic into your blog. What I mean by that is you can take the content, you've been creating all this content in your blog, right? So you can take those blog posts and turn them into e-zine articles that you post. And there's a lot of really great places, but here's some of the top article places to market your articles. ezinearticles.com, goarticles.com, articlealley.com, articlecity.com, buzzle.com, ishare.com, squiddo.com, hubpages.com. So there's a massive number of these places out there, but you can take your little blog post, turn them into articles with your bio, with a link back to your blog, and that alone can increase huge amounts of traffic to your blog so that you get more people there, and as you get more eyeballs, you'll be able to make more money. So I really do encourage you to do this, because, you know, lots of people have asked, how can I draw more people to my blog, Donna asked. Lori asked, how can I best increase traffic for my blog? So this is a real concern that a number of you have out there. How in the world do you bring more traffic in? Well, I'm giving you a number of these ideas. You know, Odinos wrote, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but how do I drive traffic to my blog? Kathy asked, how do I get the word out that I have a blog and entice readers to subscribe? And speaking of subscriptions, that's something that you do want to build into your blog. You want to build a tool. If you notice on my blog, The Writing Life, I have a way that people can subscribe to my blog. I have over 500 people that subscribe to my blog receive it on email. They don't have to go back to the blog itself to read it, but they can get it on email. So find a tool like that. There's lots of them that are out there, and set that up on your blog to make sure that you give people all the different options that they want and need in order to be able to read your blog. And as I'm saying here, I'm covering these four areas tonight and giving you ideas about how in the world you can set up your blog. But the very best training and tool that I have for you that's less scattered and much more focused is this 31-day guide to blogging for bucks. And so if you're listening to this on the live webcast or on the replay recording afterwards, I do encourage you to go over to the site, bucksforblog.com, and check out this great resource that I have. It's step-by-step, take 31 days, and really learn the tools about how to blog for bucks. That'll really help you in the best kind of way of what I can do here, whether I answer your question tonight or not. But I'm committed here. I'm marching through these questions. So when it comes to the second area of how to bring in visitors, another way that you can bring in visitors is to swap ads with people. For example, you put an ad on your site, they put an ad on their site. Another way to gain more visitors is to use the methodology of viral marketing. For example, offer a rebrandable ebook. Post a viral video. Somebody asked me here in these questions whether they could use YouTube videos. It's very easy to use YouTube videos on your blog. YouTube has a little code when you look on YouTube, and you can cut and paste that on your blog, and that'll put that YouTube video right on your blog. So that's something that you can do. And that's another way that you can build content, bring in visitors, is to just put inspirational, funny videos on your blog. So there's lots of different traffic techniques. There's all different kinds of them, as a matter of fact. The more the merrier is what I would really encourage you to do, is to use all these different ideas and anything you can get your hands on, basically, to create new content, get more traffic, and bring in more people to your blog. So, okay, of the four different areas that I'm covering tonight, I've kind of blasted through two of them. To recap here, I've blasted through brainstorming, and you really want to spend one day a week, about 90 minutes, planning the type of content you're going to create. You want to really build your blog, and I gave you ideas about how to do that, and you really want to bring in visitors. I've gone through three of the four different things. I am really blasting through my content here tonight. Okay. I'm talking too fast, but I'm going to go back and look at these questions here again and talk more about how in the world you can do this about building your blog. You know, Susan asks, she says, I don't know exactly what an RSS feed is and how to put it on your blog. What can it do for me? That's a really great question, Susan. RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication. And you want to make sure that you have that turned on for your blog. Normally within the blog, whether it's in WordPress or whether it's in Blogspot or Blogger or whatever kind of tool that you're using, there will be an easy way to turn on that RSS feed. So I can't really tell you specifically, but do turn that on, because that is a way that a lot of people read blogs, and so you want to make sure that that is on and you have an active way of doing that. Donna is asking, I have a children's picture book coming out next March. How can I best use a blog to make people aware of it and make money at the same time? Donna, I would encourage you to look at the topic of whatever that children's book is, and if that is something that you're really passionate about, can you create an entire blog around that whole topic? Can you become an expert in that topic? I believe you can. You just will have to consciously do that. I love this question that that Kathy was asking in this area, that she said that blogs are normally nonfiction kinds of things. How can fiction people do something with blogs? And I think there is a way to do that. You just have to really think about it creatively. I found Kathy's question. She said, I understand how a blog is focused on a nonfiction subject could generate interest. But if your primary writing is fiction, how do you design and maintain a blog that could promote your novels or short stories? Well, what I encourage you to do, Kathy, is to look at some of the best-selling fiction novelists that are out there and what are they doing on their blogs. And the philosophy that I have with this whole thing is always improve, never create. And I get that from my friend Alex Mandosian. In other words, you're better off, rather than trying to totally invent something from scratch, than to look around and see what other people are doing and imitate what they are doing, because that is a huge value, and that'll push you and your experience way ahead of what you would do on your own. So when it comes to fiction, you have written something about a nonfiction topic. What is the nonfiction topic behind whatever novel that you've written? Is that something that you're really passionate about and you could develop a blog about? That's the direction that I would encourage you to go when it comes to that. And that's a really great question that you've asked for me. Okay. You know, when it comes to this whole area of bringing in visitors, this is the third area that I'm covering here, and related to traffic. You know, Carolyn asked, I'm blogging away to myself, it seems, and learning by doing. Is there anything a technically challenged novelist should be really scared of, like a button I should never click? I've never invited many friends to visit my blog during this learning process, and I've already wiped the whole thing out once and somehow managed to recover it. Is there a Blogging for Dummies or remedial blogger book in your repertoire? Well, I do have this 31-day guide to blogging for bucks, Carolyn, and that's a really great resource. But, you know, you just really need to continually promote your blog to other people, and do that through social media. Do it through Facebook. Do it through Twitter. I encourage each of you, your signature that you have, your email signature is one of the very best places that you can make sure you include a link to your blog, because you're sending that out all day long with email to people. Your Twitter following, make sure that they know about your blog post. So whenever I write a new blog post, like I did yesterday, I posted a new entry on my blog, I make sure I put that out on my Twitter following. I have almost 40,000 Twitter followers now. I have almost 4,700 Facebook friends, and I want them to know about that. I have over 2,300 connections on LinkedIn. So it's just a matter of thinking about these different connections that you have and making sure that those people are aware that you've written a brand new post. Tell them about it. That's your responsibility. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it's something that you really need to do in order to boost your visitors and bring in visitors to your blog. So hopefully that's making sense. Use all the different tools that you have at your availability to do that. If you notice, on my blog, one of the things that I'm doing to bring in fresh content is I have a little tool, and if you click at the top of it, you can see where I got that tool, but I have a little thing that brings in all my tweets onto my blog. So every time I put something on Twitter, it shows up on my blog, and that is a tool that you can do to multiply yourself and bring in more content onto your blog, new content onto your blog, and boost the number of visitors that you have. So, you know, you just want to be constantly looking for more ways to generate traffic and more ideas to bring people to your blog. There's lots and lots of different ways to do that. For example, when you write a post about something, are you telling people, in not every time, but every now and then, if it's a really great post that you've done, I would make a point to go to a forum and tell people about it, that you have a brand new post over there. That'll drive more people over to take a look at your blog, and you'll have more visitors on your blog from that. So there's an infinite number of different ways to boost and bring in more visitors to your blog. Again, I have tons of questions here, but one of the best tools that I can give you is this 31-day guide to blogging for bucks. You can get it risk-free from me. I encourage you to get it, check it out, use it, use the content of it, read it, and if it, you know, doesn't work for you, you know, I have a no questions asked, just send me a note and say you'd like your money back kind of policy. But I don't think that's going to happen because, in my view, this is a huge, huge resource. It's actually over 60 pages of detailed instructions and content about how to customize your blog and how to really get your blog in the best possible shape to become an income generating machine for you. And you know, James is asking, I'm on to my fourth section here now that I really want to cover tonight, which is how to boost income and really market share. Is if you're put off by the word income, I'm really talking about how to build your market share and your platform through blogging. I mentioned about how you have a little subscription tool on your blog. The more subscribers that you have, the better. So, you know, do think of how you can add a little tool there to add subscribers. I'm not going to go into the specifics tonight because there are many different kinds of tools to do that. Do come up with a way to give people something free, maybe a free chapter from your book or a free ebook or something, and really build a list and build a database. That's something that I've been a strong advocate for. And here's the reason. Somebody was asking me tonight, one of the questions is, how do I get an agent? You know, how do I get a traditional publisher? The greater visibility that you have in the marketplace, the better. When I was a literary agent a few years ago, I sold a book to a Christian publisher, Harvest House, because this particular author had over 10,000 names on his e-zine list. There are people all over the world. He regularly writes them and communicates with these 10,000 people. Publishers are really interested in that. So that helps you build your market presence, build your platform, and that's a way to boost your income because you can actually touch these people out there maybe more than even the publisher can. So I really do encourage you to take steps to do this through blogging. So let's talk for a minute here. Let's really focus on how do you boost your income or your market share through blogging. And I want to give you some teaching and some ideas about how in the world to do that through your blog. One of the first ways to boost your income is to post affiliate links. Now, if you don't have any idea what affiliate marketing is, it's a billion-dollar industry out there. I even have my own affiliate program, and I encourage you to go to terryinfo.com, TerryInfo.com, and become one of my affiliates. As a part of that site, if you go over there, you'll see that there's a free ebook that you can get from me about how to make money through affiliate marketing. And I give all the step-by-step things, and I use my own site and my own banner ads as an example. But you can get my site, and you can make 50% of the money from my products just using my links. So one of the ways that you can boost your own income on your site, and it's a subtle way. It's not a way that lots of people will realize or know about. But you can post affiliate links on your site of different kinds of content. Now, you don't just do that randomly. You do that with content and products, affiliate products, that relate to the topic that you have on your blog. So, for example, ClickBank is a great place. You can get all different kinds of digital products, and most of the commissions on ClickBank are set at 50%. Amazon is another way that you can do that, but the commissions are much smaller there through Amazon, but that's another way that you can boost your income. You can also, somebody asked me a question about Google AdSense. That's a wise thing to do. Join Google AdSense and display ads on your blog. That's another great thing that you can do. But there's other sites as well that do advertising, such as Linkshare, ShareASale.com, RocketProfit.com. You can use my banner ads from my affiliate thing if you want to on your blog. I have ads set up specifically for blogs. That's another great resource. As you get lots and lots of traffic on your blog, you can sell advertising space directly to advertisers. That's another thing that you can do. If you want to go through an ad broker, then you can use a service like blogads.com. That's another way to boost your income. Another way to boost your income through blogging is to promote your own things. You've got a book that you've done. You've got an ebook that you've done. You've got a membership course that you've created. You've got a DVD set, an audio set that you've created. You get to promote those things, your services, within your own blog. It's all your material, so use those spaces to build your own material and promote your own offers as a part of that. You're driving people back to your blog. Why not use that to help people know about the material that you've done? Another thing that you can use your blog for is to build a mailing list. If you look at my blog on thewritinglife.ws, you'll notice that at the very top, I have a free ebook there, Straight Talk from the Editor, 18 Keys to Rejection Proof Submission. People get that free when they subscribe to my blog, and that is a way that I'm using to continue to build my platform, get a larger and larger mailing list, and be with people. You can also use your blog to test offers to figure out which kind of monetization method is really right for you. There's no right or wrong way to do this. There's a lot of different ways to do this. So as I've been telling you tonight, the very best tool that I can offer you tonight, the greatest detail, much more step-by-step help than what I'm able to do in this kind of overall strategy that I'm giving you with this plan tonight, is to get the 31-day guide to blogging for bucks. Hit that big red button that's right there in the middle of your screen if you're listening to the live webcast here, or after the call is over, go over there and do that. That'll really is the best way that I can really help you to be able to monetize your blog and to do better in this whole area of monetizing your blog. Okay, I'm going to go through more questions here. I've got a lot more questions. Okay. You know, Gail asked a good question here. She says, can you sell, quote, content of your blog to more than one print or web publication for reprint? And the answer is yes, as long as you, notify them that it's reprint rights. So you can take your blog material, you can repost it, as I was talking about, over on eZine Articles or a lot of different places. And you can sell your content to boost your boost your income. That's a really great way, and I encourage you to do that. And Cindy is asking, how do I sell advertising for a blog? There's a lot of different resources to do that, to sell advertising space. Blog ads, blogads.com is one of the best ways to do that kind of thing and boost your income. You know, Diana asked just the basic question, how does one make money with blogging? And it kind of seems like an anomaly, I will admit. Here you are putting out all this content, and you're putting it out to the world through your blog, and you wonder, how in the world do you make money on that? Well, you make money at it by using a number of different streams of income. There's not just one way that you're going to use, but you're going to tap into different kinds of channels in order to do that. So if somebody joins your mailing list, that's a valuable resource for you because over and over you can approach them with different kinds of products. If they learn about that from your blog, then that's just another entry point that people have to you. So you want to just think through all the different ways and different possibilities that people have, and you want to tap into that. You know, Lisa asked, can blogging help those of us in the 50-plus group establish a viable online reputation? Absolutely. Blogging is a great way to set yourself up as an expert. As you can imagine, on my blog, I have over 1,000 entries on my blog. That establishes me as an expert when it comes to the writing world. Now, I have other things that I'm doing out there to continue to establish my expertise. But you want to use blogging as definitely a viable way to set yourself up as an expert because you have written on a topic over and over and over. Okay. So hopefully I'm answering your questions here. You know, Joanne says, I'm having a difficult time getting published. Query letters not doing the trick. Have a new story, never been used for children's books, not only for books, but toys, clothing. Can it generate money for stories? Suggestions, please. What I would encourage you to do, Joanne, is to think about the overarching topic of what is your subject area. What is it that you are really passionate about? What's the big overarching subject from that area? And yes, build a blog on that and really start building content out there. Get this plan together like I told you here at the beginning, and then build your content around that. That'll build your market presence. That'll get a publisher and an agent really interested in your material, and you catch a lot of attention. Now, you can, the blog material that you have does not have to, it's just a starting point. You can take your blogging material, rework your blog, and use that for articles. You can use it for chapters in a book. You can use it in a lot of different ways, but the key part is to create it in the first place. So hopefully I'm helping each of you here to be able to ask your own questions here, really how to move forward. You know, Marcella says, I'm overwhelmed with so much info. Where and how do I get started making money easily with blogging? The very best thing, Marcella, that I can tell you about how to do blogging on a step-by-step basis would be to come up with this this plan. Make sure you have a plan and then execute your plan on a regular basis. So let's go over it again one more time, people, so that you see what I'm suggesting to you on a simple kind of scale in order to get your blog going and turn it into something that really generates high traffic income from you. It involves three steps, four steps. It involves brainstorming, figuring out at the beginning of the week what kind of content you're going to do. It involves building your blog. Really, it's the hard work of writing the different posts on a regular basis and creating what you need for the week and for beyond. It involves thinking about traffic. How do you generate people, readers, to come to your blog? And then how do you boost your income? How do you really monetize the type of things that you have there? You know, Elizabeth Daney is asking, what are a few of the best online places to start a blog, and what is the best way to drive traffic to your blog? You know, Elizabeth, there are a couple of different places. The most common way is at Blogger, which is owned by Google now, and that's where my blog is at blogspot.com. If your blog is at a current place, I do not suggest that you move it, because then you lose all your links and all your SEO and search engine optimization and all that kind of things. That's why I thought about moving from time to time, but I'm staying where I am at Blogger. WordPress is another great way that you can set up a blog. I suggest that you set it up with your own hosting and your own you use WordPress blog, but use it on your own host, and I've got a couple of those kinds of blogs as well. If you go to terrywhalen.com, you'll see one of my sites is set up using a WordPress basis to it. You want to set it up on your own rather than using WordPress.org, because the rules are quite stringent, is what I found on WordPress.org. They don't allow you to do audios. They don't allow videos. They don't allow people to make money. There's a lot of rules on that, and you're better off using a much more flexible kind of system from that you have on your own host. I hope that makes sense, so that you can do that. I'm trying to be simple here and not overwhelm you. At the end of the day, each of us need to just focus on this and make a concerted effort to continue to expand our own world. You know, Deborah asked a good question. She says, I'm a primary caretaker of my two grown developmentally disabled sons and don't get much computer time. How can I make the most of what little time I have for both writing and marketing? Deborah, the best way that you can do that is to have a plan, like I was telling you there, to not try to focus on everything at once. So one day you focus on content. The next day you focus on how to really bring in visitors to your blog, readers. The next day you focus on boosting income. So, you know, having a concerted plan, using that plan over and over, that is one of the best ways to really be successful when it comes to this blogging. You know, Felice asked, as an author consultant, I often get asked how often bloggers should post. Okay, and I've already answered that. You do it several times a week on a consistent kind of basis. How to get people to respond to their post. And one of the ways you get people to respond is by doing different types of posts. And I kind of ran through all the different types earlier. But use those different kinds of types. Maybe it's a rant post that you do, and you really get people's blood stirred up, you know, because you're ranting and raving. That's one of the ways that you do that. And how to get people to find their blogs. use all these different traffic generation tools that I ran through and suggested to stir action and get people to do that. You know, Ivan says, assuming I have no blog, he has an internet site as of yet. He has his book half written, how to start engaging using a blog with readers. Do I submit a chapter of my book, ask for discussion and feedback from bloggers? Yes, I would do that, Ivan. I wouldn't call it a chapter. I just call it a blog post that you're doing. You're putting it out there. You're getting your content out there for people. It's all your rights, that material. You've created it. It's your material, so you can still use it on a book. But you're testing the market. You're building the market with your blog material out there. You're building your presence into the market. And so the more you can do this kind of thing, the better. But you have to do it with a concerted plan. It doesn't work haphazardly. It doesn't work a blog that is just on all different kinds of stuff. It has no topic, no rhyme or reason as far as what it is. And you'll find that you run out of passion for that. So think very carefully about what topic you're passionate about. That's this whole brainstorming thing that I talked about a few minutes ago. What is your topic that you're passionate about? And then start a blog on that. Make a specific look for your blog. There's a lot of resources to be able to get your blog looking in the right kind of way, and then do it on a consistent basis. You know, Connie is asking about the legal language to post on our blogs, disclaimers, that kind of thing. To be honest, Connie, I don't really know. I have not used disclaimers or those kinds of things on my blog, and it's not a key thing as far as I'm concerned that you have to have that kind of thing. A mistake, you know, Barbara is asking what kind of mistakes bloggers make. The key mistake that I think people make is there's several ones. They abandon their blog after a short amount of time. They run out of steam. They run out of passion. So they haven't really picked something that they're very, very passionate about and want to do on a regular basis. Another key mistake that people make is they're all over the map. They talk about different kinds of topics rather than being focused on an area that's going to draw people. Maybe it's a small niche. They talk about getting rich in a niche, and you can actually do that where if you focus on a particular group of people and then promote to those people and bring those people into your sphere of influence, that is where you're going to get the most mileage from your blog. So I just want to encourage you tonight that it mostly is a matter of focus and then brainstorming and continuing to do different kinds of blog posts and then bring in readers. I mean, doing everything you can to generate traffic, and then as a part of your content, think about how you can be using your content to build revenue. You know, Claire asked really a great question here. She says, what generates more traffic, more revenue, pushing traffic to sign up with affiliates or getting a commission from each sale? I don't think it's an either or, Claire. I think it's both. I would encourage people to become my affiliate, use my products, promote my products, but also I'm promoting other people's products as an affiliate. So there's other types of things that sometimes I'm promoting, and I am making money on the back end of that from my blog, and there's commissions to be made from promoting other people's products. So it's not one or the other. I would do both. Is what I would do. You want to use all the resources that you have out there, the different channels. It's just like selling a book. You don't just sell the book in the bookstore, but you sell it in as many different avenues and different methods and different ways as you can to give you the broadest range of possibilities for your product that's out there. I really do want to encourage you tonight that it is possible to make money and build a platform through simple blogging, through getting your content out there on a regular basis. One of the keys, as far as I'm concerned, is to have a plan and be executing that plan on a regular basis. And again, the very best tool that I have for you tonight to be able to do that on a consistent basis is this 31-day guide to blogging for bucks. If you're listening to this on the webcast or listening to the live thing, you know, click this big red button in the middle of the screen there underneath the free ebook that I'm giving away, Blogger's Guide to Profits, and go over to my website where it says get your copy of the 31-day guide to blogging for bucks, because you can look at that page and you can see that it's really risk-free. And what I do in this ebook is I give several days about how in the world to choose your niche. Which platform is best? How do you customize your blog? How do you choose which affiliate product to promote? Where do you get content ideas? What do you blog about? How do you write these different types of posts that I talked about here briefly? How do you pre-sell a product? How do you get traffic? How do you do content marketing? How do you use social media when it comes to blogging to drive traffic? How do you promote your blog using email marketing? And how do you really continue a consistent blogging schedule? Those are the topics that I address in depth in the 31-day guide to blogging for bucks. It's over 60 pages of detailed information about this. And so I encourage you tonight to really get this and take a look at it, or go back and listen to this recording. I want to thank you all tonight. I've got a lot of other questions that I wasn't able to get to, but hopefully I combined a number of them and have given you a strategy, an overall plan for what you're going to do with your blog. I want you to brainstorm. I want you to build your blog, come up with your content, and create that on a consistent basis. I want you to strategize about how to bring visitors into your blog, and then overall arching throughout this whole process, really be thinking about how you're boosting your income and what kinds of things you're doing to bring in money and build your platform through blogging. You know, our time is almost up tonight, but I want to thank each of you for your attention. I hope I've blasted through a ton of content and a ton of ideas here, but hopefully it's given you a lot of hope, a lot of ideas about how you can really be successful blogging. And it's out there for you. You just have to do it. So Terry Whalen in Irvine, California here, all good wishes, all the best for your blog, that it has all the greatest success, and that you use these tools that are out there to build your traffic and build your income and build your platform with your blog. So thank you so much, and I wish you all the best, and look forward to talking to you again during the next teleseminar. Good night.